Let's look at the screen for a moment and this image. What qualities do you perceive? What qualities does it bring to you? For instance, soft is one thing it brings to me. And then just be with the quality or qualities, whatever's forefront. Kind of let it really imbue you. Now we pause and examine, analyze what just happened. First, we notice something. We were asked to really be with something. And we can ask ourselves to do that through the day. And that can be something external, warm cup of tea. Be with its warmth. Be with its scent and taste. The second thing is time. We paused. We gave it time. Just a couple of minutes, but we gave it time. And the something that we do this with can be right here, right now, in any given moment. One of the results for everyone was a settling, calm, peace, ease. Now, is that because of the image? Maybe. If we paused with something, violent, right? Looking at something violent, an image from somewhere, that wouldn't be calm. It would produce another set of feelings. And that would be for anyone to choose to explore or not. And what would arise? Would empathy arise? Would some sort of action want to be taken? So the point here is pause, elongate, and be with. In whatever order. If we are upset or feeling rushed, something like that, we are letting ourselves be hijacked, kidnapped. If we are angry or frustrated at something, and that if we pause and or on another day, it wouldn't upset us, it wouldn't frustrate us, then in that moment, we've been kidnapped. Our consciousness has been kidnapped. There's always the sky. Turn to the sky. Its openness, its vastness. And then actually pause. Give it some time, a minute, 2 minutes, a cup of tea. Its warmth, let it soothe you. Its smell, let it be present and whatever it brings, including how fortunate we are to have tea, warm water, clean water, and where the tea came from, and all the people involved. Maybe all the animals involved too. So we smile. Everything, every moment, every moment, everything can be our teacher, our teaching, our method. Otherwise, we are asleep, a dream, walking around. And sometimes that's quite pleasant, like a dream often is. And sometimes it's unpleasant, like dreams often are. So we smile. And how marvelous our opportunities are for ourselves and for others. And we settle into this moment of peace, of good fortune, its warmth, its soothing quality. Give yourself this gift. Just pause, slow down. Is anything more important than your composure? Slow down. Be present in the moment. What a gift. And it's one that only we can give ourselves. So we smile again. Now we could do a creative visualization of a lotus, and we will on Thursday and Saturday. More important is the knowing the lotus in the moment. Every moment is unfolding. Every moment is our opportunity to be in that seat, radiant, at peace, pervasive. So we can do a creative visualization, and it's beautiful and wonderful and usually a very joyous and powerful experience. And we can be that in any moment. We can be that. And what we are doing is the lotus unfolding. How we are being is the lotus unfolding. Our essence of being, if we are present, is the lotus unfolding. So we once again smile, as we have so many times. It's amazing. It's all right here, right now. Limitless methods, because each moment is brand new, never before in the universe. And each of us is fresh and brand new every moment. And we can believe that or not believe it. But the fact is, when we choose to live that way, then it becomes very obvious that it's true. And when we live just by doing the same thing once again, all we have is limitations. The joys are fleeting. We're always chasing and pretty discontented. So we smile. Goodness gracious, it's all right here, right now. And be this moment of the smile. Its softness and its peace. We take a long, so deep breath. And automatically, that means breathing with all beings, breathing with our Mother Earth. Great gratitude. Love you all. Be the lotus through your day and create your day. Love you.